Okay, sir. She said since you have that amount of claims, she gave me a site you can go to and fill out all that out on your own.
No, this is what I called on Friday, and the girl didn't want to help me at all. She goes, "Just go online and fill it out." And basically, that was the
Okay.
end of the conversation. And I mean,
So
okay,
did you have
that's fine.
trouble?
I need to get
You
these
had
straight.
trouble?
No,
I'm sorry.
pardon?
I'm sorry. You had trouble
She never
doing it,
told me
or?
anything. No, she never
Oh.
gave me any site or
She
anything.
never
She just said,
gave
go
you
online
anything.
and do it. No,
Yeah,
she didn't
if we
give me
have.
anything. And that's what.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
You
The
know, and listen,
website.
I'm frustrated.
Yeah, I bet
Sorry.
you are frustrated after going through all that.
And I tried to call Friday and with that. So go ahead.
I'm sorry, it's FNOL dot exceedance, which is XCEEDANCE dot com.
Say that again.
F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, O, L as in Llama, dot XCEEDANCE dot com.
XCEED.
ANCE, it's like dance. XC
ANC,
dance.
okay.
Yeah, dot
Dot
com.
com. All right, can you hold on? Let me just pull this up real quick and see.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead. I've never been on that site, so I honestly don't know what it brings up. I just know that if we have like multiple claims, that they have us direct people to that site.
So, and you can't take this over the phone.
I with the amount of vehicles, I don't know. I don't think so. Or did you come up with a screen that is orange that says exceedance on it?
No, it came up to initiation platform, new loss, FNOL, and then it just. It's the first notice of loss, okay?
Okay.
But then, so I do all this. Because I need to do something with my fleet, okay? It's sitting there just, you know, do I try to get it repaired? Do I try to, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be a total loss. But I've got to do something because I'm currently not working. I have 92 drivers that I can't even employ.
I understand.
So, you know, just being told, hey, go to this website and fill something out. It's not really giving me much information.
I understand. Until that's filled out, we don't have a adjuster that's working on it. So that's the issue with that. It has to be started that way.
So once this is filled out, any idea how long before I hear back from somebody?
Usually they get back to you within 24 hours. They usually get
so
a hold of you.
So I can put all of them on. I can put them all on usually within 24 hours. But if I, so who do I call if I don't hear somebody to follow up on this? Once it's submitted.
I'll give you, let me give you our direct phone number is whenever, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It is, hang on. I don't even know my own number. 800-322-1510.
So I can at least call, once I do it, call and find out whether it's submitted, been accepted. If
yes, you can do that.
Somebody's
we can check
it.
That. Yeah, you just, when you call back in, just give us the claim number and the, tell whoever you're talking to the data loss and that you put down, and then they will, you'll just have to, I guess, put down either 26th or 27th because you can't put in two dates. So I've just put in the day, the night that it happened. I mean, like the day it started. Yeah. So then just tell them that and they'll be able to pull it up. And then they can tell you kind of what's going on with it or send you to your adjuster so you, they can talk to you about it, okay?
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I don't know why it's, but we most we normally have is about three cars, so we can do that. But then after that, if we have that many, they won't let us do them online.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
All right, sir. Sorry about that. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.